nearer to the star of the galactic core, and they have created a defensive perimeter there.
Are we being hailed by anyone?
No. Communications-wise, it's very quiet.
Are we able to get a location on the Dendu ship at all?
You can scan for it.
Let's find our fleet, Admiral Dumas.
Yeah, I can see if I can get a ping on any of their signals.
While they're doing this, I'm going to prepare to take evasive manoeuvres if necessary. I don't know how quiet it is and the fact that we haven't been hailed.
Okay.
Yeah, likewise, ready to boost the engines if we need to.
If the bloody Eldoria here, there was definitely some fucking problems.
Dumas, roll a astrophysics check.
Okie dokie. 19.
There's no sign of the HMS Dendu ship within this sector.
Shit.
You do, however, pick up the fact that there's a reason for no communications, that the entire system is flooded with interference from, it seems like, from both sides. Like, everyone is stopping everyone from talking to everyone else.
We want to try and make our way to the Infinity Core fleet.
Might be worth putting out an all bands message, just recording something, and just to let them know we're coming in friendly and that we've got cargo that's helpful towards the war effort. Sure, we might attract some attention, but if we gun it just towards the blockade, they'll probably fire on us, especially if they don't know us.
Yeah, I can try and transmit that signal out on known friendly frequencies.
Sounds good to me. We'll cruise in towards the Infinity Core, or whoever's closest basically out of that blockade, cruise in towards them. Not overly fast, but we're not sluggish because we know it's an active war zone.
So as you approach, Dumas, you start transmitting this message, and you're fairly certain that the interference that's flooding the location is stopping it from really getting to any side. You don't see the two blue ticks. No one's marking this as red. But as you start approaching, a small wing of Infinity Corps fighters approaches and takes up a protective formation around the Golden Rose. At the same time, there's a Matakai wing that takes up a parallel course. You get the sense that everyone's on edge, worried that someone's going to do something, but no one's quite doing anything themselves. The speed never really picks up too much. It's still quite a long journey. It's about an hour from when they first formed this perimeter around you to reaching the Infinity Core perimeter, but you are definitely being guided there.
Do either of the wings open up communications with us?
You try a few times to communicate and you're just met with static.
Okay, they're being jammed as well. I wonder what's happened since we've gone. It looks like the Zamora might have pushed in this area of space, but they've obviously made a concerted effort to push them back.
Why don't we have a little drink while we're drifting?
If we're going to die out here, I'd rather do it pissed.
Here we go. Have some of the special tequila I keep in the bottom of my chair. It's very spicy. It's got a secret ingredient.
That sounds awful. That's just, don't drink that, Reebok.
Definitely spicy. What was the secret ingredient?
Yop.
Oh,
yop, me mama smooth. Yop, me mama.
Yop for when the morning come.
Is yop still a thing? Can you still buy yop?
I don't think you could buy yop when yop was a thing. I think you had to be part of a secret club. You were initiated. You were one of the yops.
Horrible business model. Hang on.
Super exclusive.
Oh, shit. They are a top hit.
What?
You can still fucking buy yop. After storming the French market, yop hit the
fucking hell.
Offering. Unlike flavored milks, yop is a drinking yogurt with all the health benefits yogurt brings in a cool and convenient format.
Well, that is, with that.
Holy shit.
Storming the French market. Fucking yop and Nutella. That's it.
You actually can't buy it. No, this is just a website. Like, you cannot buy it.
I'm checking. The French market, yop decided to call it a day.
Yeah, well, we've got the French. We're not going to peek here.
The company's actually called Yop Lane.
And yop wept when there were no more worlds left.
The company's called Yop Lane. Yoplait. Like, Yop Lane is the second most consumed brand of dairy products in the world. And it's part
bollocks.
Of and is part of the General Mills portfolio, one of the largest manufacturers. This success is down to the desire for authenticity and innovation that Yoplait has always endeavoured to follow.
Do you think it's Lay because if they've stolen the French market and Lay is French for milk?
Yes, I do think that is. I'm going deep into their recruitment. No, I shouldn't do this. Hang on.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, sorry, the page for recruitment is not found. I don't think Yoplait are a going concern anymore. All right, well, I'm glad to find out that Yoplait is still a thing.
I'd recommend reading the review.
I'm reading the review. I don't know why I let myself be distracted in such a way, but I do.
The call of the Yop is strong.
Oh, it's 3 out of 5. They've got one review and it's 3 out of 5.
Has someone just gone on to like the review Yop saying, it's all right.
It's a weird thing to do.
3 out of 5, would Yop again.
I feel like we need to report Abby's review as inappropriate.
Might do if I need a Yop I could drink. They've changed the ingredient so it's less sugar, not as tasty as before.
Thanks, Abby.
Oh, Abby wrote that on the 29th of February.
It's a big
year. Abby, what were you doing in February? Like, that was before lockdown was in place. Like, you could have gone out and done something else with your day.
It's a pound for a bottle of Yop. That's madness.
That's inflation, boy.
It's £3.
Yeah.
It's a quality product. More than that.
No artificial flavours, a source of calcium. Yop is a drinking yogurt providing a source of calcium and vitamin D. No artificial... And with a perfect snap with a taste that teens will... Why teens specifically?
Tesco's got... This product is very good. High quality drinking yogurt. Drink of all time. This is my husband's favourite drink of all time. Even just going in Tesco, get milk, he come out with 2 Yop. I blame his mother for this. She would always buy it for him in every food shop at Tesco, lol.
Wait, is this the plural of Yop?
Tesco.
Yop. It's not going to be Yops, is it?
That'd be stupid, Mike. God, he's so stupid.
Come out with the 2 Yop.
It's like the plural of Dendu is Dendu. Okay.
2 Yops this time. Chris Gross.
This is Phil.
Anyway.
Sorry. I'm going to mute myself. Lost my shit.
I have a quick question for the group before we rejoin the game. Do any of you remember Doc?
Is that off brand Yop?
No, it was Hud's old colleague from that mission. And he basically Korchev's right-hand man at the minute. Do you remember if he was deep south or villainous British with his accent?
Villainous British.
That's what I thought. Because I meant for him to be deep south. But I was distracted and drunk when we started. No, hang on. When we got to that point. Not when we started. Probably when we started. And I did it wrong. So I just wanted to check. I thought he was villainous British.
Who's this? Which one?
He's the second in command of the Infinity Corps, as far as you're concerned.
Oh, yeah. That dickhead.
Yeah, right, dickhead.
He was diplomatically offensive to Dumas and Beltrov. He called them mutants and realised that they were actually a species that he'd not met before, and it was embarrassing. Deeply, deeply embarrassing.
And hurtful.
So, you are guided in and... You dock with the Sao Paulo, the capital ship of the Infinity Corps fleet in the sector, and you're greeted by Doc. And as you step off, he says, Rear Admiral Dumas, Corporal Hud, and your friends. It is wonderful to see you again. Based on the current state of the Zamoran forces, I assume your mission was a success, and it seems you have only lost one ship and a handful of comrades. Delightful.
I'm not quite sure what your tone's about there. What rank is Doc again?
That is a fucking good question. Well asked. Doc's an admiral.
I'm not quite sure what's with your tone there, Admiral, with all due respect. See how I added that bit on the end there when you pointed out he outranked me?
No, he's equivalent rank.
I'm a rear admiral. That's one below, isn't it?
I cannot begin to look it up.
You're rear admiral and diplomatic attaché, so I think technically...
Either way, it's an equivalent rank, I would probably still go there.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be polite.
With all due respect, I fail to see how anything we've done so far is anything below the wildest of expectations.
I apologise, Rear Admiral. It is simply that the company you keep is questionable at best, and we are in something of a diplomatic situation, or kerfuffle, as you will.
I'm not 100% sure I understand what you mean, but...
There are high levels of tension within the entire Infinity Corps and our Eldorai allies. We are on a state of alert. Your ship showing up seemingly out of nowhere through one of the rifts used by the Zamaron was unexpected. We would be concerned, were it not for the fact that the Zamaron are clearly in disarray.
We did try to hail, sir, but communications were blocked.
Yes, as I said, we are in something of a tense diplomatic situation. The Eldorai and ourselves, I am baffled that I have to explain this to you, Hud. You should surely have picked up on this. Are standing off against Matakai, Valna, Promethean, and Kesh ships.
I'm baffled that they can't understand that we've got a bigger enemy right now than our own squabbles. But anyway, I'd really prefer to speak to the General, if that's okay with you, sir. We have vital information that needs to be brought towards him for his eyes only.
Currently, Korchev is indisposed. I have been sent...
General to... Korchev.
Yes, General Korchev is indisposed. I have been sent to debrief you. Whilst you may think the Zamaron are the immediate threat, you clearly don't understand they are no longer a threat.
Oh, the other thing. The Sovereign. You know about that, right?
Sovereign?
Yeah, about that information that we had. Yeah, General Korchev is going to want to speak to us.
I'm afraid I must debrief you first, and then relay any messages to the General.
Well, debrief away, but we might reserve sensitive information for the General himself.
Just a quick question. The Eldorai, are they on this ship or anywhere near this ship?
No, they have remained in their ships. We've remained in our ships. They have simply sent the 7th Fleet to support us.
The 7th? Who's leading that one?
You actually, you recall the 7th Fleet. The 7th Fleet is the fleet that your father previously commanded. You don't know specifically who's commanding it now, but you do recall that that was his fleet.
Right, the 7th. Shit. Great. Really good. They're good boys. They are. Yes. Wow. Good. Good that they're here. You're in safe hands with that particular fleet. Yes. Ha 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 ha. She takes a drink out of her coat and has a little swig.
Out of her coat. Yes. They are capable. Yes. Anything you feel you should reserve, obviously you are entitled to do so, Rear Admiral, as you are both a diplomat and a high-ranking officer. However, it may speed up the manner in which it is received by General Korchev. Of course, I would not press you for information. You are sharing everything you are sharing willingly as an ally of the Infinity Corps.
Understood.
Very well. If you would follow me to the debriefing room, I suppose I should call it. It is simply a chamber, but for the purposes, it is the room in which we will debrief you, therefore... I don't know why I'm explaining this in quite such detail.
You've said the word debrief so much, now it sounds like you're going to take off our underpants.
It is entirely of your free will. You would have to remove your underpants. That is not the intention of this. No. Shit, I'm challenging Boris Johnson, no. If you would follow me. So you, provided you're not... just directly choosing not to do that. You follow Doc along corridors of the Sao Paulo and There are several occasions where you pass by groups of soldiers and crewmen. And Hud, can you roll a perception check?
That is a 15.
Yeah, you spot a man that you recognize. You see Duo walk past you in a group of soldiers, and he moves past you, and you notice that he doesn't make eye contact with you. Like, there's a second where he looks at you, and then he looks away, and he sort of brushes into you, and you feel him drop something in your pocket as he moves past, but he doesn't respond to you in any way.
Okay, I kind of stay neutral and I wait until we've rounded a corner. I slow my pace slightly, so I drop to the rear of the group if we're like sort of we're walking along behind Doc. Can I do a sleight of hand check to discreetly reach into my pocket and check what was dropped in there?
You don't even need to do a sleight of hand. You can just stick your hand in your pocket. Like, it's your pocket. No one's going to object to you sticking your hand in your pocket. So you
wait a minute. What's his hand doing in there?
Just so no one notices me do it. That's what I was doing it for.
Yeah, sure. Roll a sleight of hand then.
I got a 20 in total.
Yeah, no one seems to react to it. You find a small disc for storing information. Like, you can tell by feel that it's something that stores information. Like, you don't know exactly what. It could be file, could be video, could be audio, could be porn. I don't know. It could be anything. But you find a small disc in your pocket.
I'm going to put it into one of my belt pouches for safekeeping.
Yeah, you can do that. So, you follow Doc into the... It's the same briefing room that you were in before. He takes the seat the core chef was sat in before and indicates for you all to sit down. So, it seems you're not quite aware of the developments within the Ark itself. So, I'll begin by telling you exactly what has happened here. A short time ago, roughly 18 hours, Zamaron ships throughout the Ark essentially turned on each other. Some began firing upon each other, some just seemed to descend in orbit and break up in planetary atmospheres. Others retreated through rifts. And the Zamaron seemed to be no longer a threat. The Dendu, upon noticing the change in behavior, sent several fleets out and essentially hunted the Zamaron, wiping out any remaining ships. So the Zamaron are no longer an issue. Beyond that, the situation you have entered here is the Magikai and the Valna and the Prometheans and the Kesh have built up a force to push the Infinity Core and the Eldore out of the galactic core. Well, we're not entirely sure why. It sort of entered a stalemate standoff. We do not wish there to be a conflict, but we also would not like to withdraw and demonstrate weakness. The balance of power is tenuous across the Ark right now. That being said, what have you learned? What brings you back to us?
I thought we were going to wait for... Korchev, right? Actually, you appear to be sitting in his chair. Is that allowed?
Yes, I am currently responsible for this meeting, and therefore I will sit in this chair. Korchev is indisposed.
Wait. He's disposed. You've disposed of him.
General Korchev is... Fuck, I regret that slip of the tongue. Like, that's genuinely not what's happened. General Korchev is present aboard the ship.
Can I insight check him?
Yeah, you can insight check him.
11.
It seems like it was a slip of the tongue. General Korchev is probably aboard the ship.
Alive?
Yeah.
Well then.
You're the one that gave him an evil British accent.
British accents aren't always evil. Come on, guys.
Well, this one definitely is.
I mean, all of ours are.
this is a heavily evil British accent, but, you know, I'm leaning into what I did before, I assume. I don't know, I was drunk. Yes, the general is very much alive. He's just indisposed. He is busy. There are other things going on. As I've said, the Zamaron are no longer an issue. You were related to the Zamaron threat. That is not our largest concern at present.
You're welcome, by the way, sir.
Oh, yes, no, we are. I have been asked to relay this. Very grateful for your assistance in this matter.
I'm hearing the words, but I'm not quite feeling them.
I'm sorry, I'm not really a diplomat. I'm more of an attaché, an aide, if you will.
I'm not really feeling them in my purse either. I don't know whether that's the same for all of you guys, but...
No, I'm not a mercenary, but...
Speaking of diplomatic concerns, sir, we were here on the basis that support was going to be given to the dwarf community on Unenda with the resolution of this conflict. We've held up our end of the bargain.
Yes, and whilst we would love to offer support at this particular moment...
No, I'm going to stop you there. I'm not going to do out else. I'm just going to stop you there so you can weigh your words.
Currently, if we were to assign any of our fleet to anywhere but the Galactic Corps, we would be weakening ourselves.
You'd also be going back on a diplomatic agreement.
No, I am not saying that we will not lend aid. I'm just saying that lending aid at this present time...
You can't add addendums. You can't say, oh, I had my fingers crossed. You can't say, oh, we didn't say when. You said you would supply aid. And if you go against that now, then that is it. Your reputation will be tarnished forever as a betrayer.
Hud, as this is being said, sort of shakes his head, pushes himself away from the table and says, this is just it. This is the same old shit, the same old Infinity Corps. Say you'll do one thing, and then as soon as the job's done, turn your back. This is why I left in the first place, Doc.
You must recall that you re-enlisted. You are still a member of the Infinity Corps.
At this, slams his hands down on the table and says, then court-martial me, you son of a bitch. We did the impossible. We stopped a war. We went to their homeworld. We killed their queen. We lost good people on the way.
Yeah.
And why is it now that you are at the throats of this other alliance?
This is not our choosing. They are the ones that called in reinforcements, but they are the ones that have demanded we leave the system. So don't lay this at our door.
Well, if you walk away from our door, then I can't be held responsible for which side the dwarves take in future. Do you want to add another enemy to that list?
Perhaps we need to speak with these.
Maybe they'll have someone in command who isn't going back on the word quite so easily.
You realise we will, of course, not let you leave.
I don't think that's up to you.
Whilst you are suggesting dealing with our enemies...
I am a diplomatic envoy. You have no power over me.
We may not have power over you, but you don't own this ship.
No, I do not. If you cease me from leaving, then that is an act of war outright.
This pirate owns this ship. This pilot of yours is a member of the Infinity Corps. You have no way of leaving if we detain them.
That's a war crime, surely. Anybody?
Hud's going to grab Doc by the scruff of the neck and drag him over the table.
He does not stop you.
I'm just going to pin him to the table and say, you listen to me, you son of a bitch. We fought side by side and you gutted me after what happened on that planet. If you want to try and do it again, you're welcome to try. But you've used up all your credit with me.
And Dora just lean over and stick her half pinky into Doc's ear.
Sort of winces at that and says, Hud Narajan, I'm an admiral in the Infinity Corps. You're a corporal. This act alone could land you in military prison for decades. You have demonstrated an inability to maintain your composure in difficult situations before. You are...
I put my face really close to Doc as he says this, and I say to him, well, then I've got nothing to lose, have I? And then just by his ear, I pop one of my forearm blade right next to his ear.
Come on, Hud. I think we need to be leaving this place now.
Hud sort of stares into Doc's eyes for a long minute, really weighing up whether he should just cut his throat, and then lets him go.
Good lad. Not worth it.
He sheathes the forearm blade. He says, consider that my resignation from the Infinity Corps Rear Admiral. If you've got any issues with it, you know where to find me.
If you decouple from the Sao Paulo, we will fire upon you.
And again, that would be an act of war.
You know what, Doc? You make a really good point, and I punch him in the face. I want to try and knock him out.
Sure.
Now we're back on track, I think.
That is a 17 to hit.
That'll hit him.
I guess I'm going to use my collapse all baton to hit him.
Sure.
That's 6 points of damage.
Yeah, you don't manage to knock him out, but you put him to the floor and there is a lot of blood dripping from his nose.
I lean down and say, you're going to come with us, Doc.
All right. He's not reacting particularly. He's in a little bit of shock.
Then I hit him again.
Yeah, you don't need to roll to hit. Just do some damage.
Cool.
He's prone and not defensive. Like, you're going to hit him.
That's 5 damage. Again, non-lethal. Just to knock him out.
Yeah, that does it. He's unconscious now.
So, yep, I just chuck him over my shoulder and just like, so, what now, guys?
I need to get to a computer very quickly.
Cool.
I need to get a message out. If we can't get a message to the wider world, especially the dwarves, then no one will know that we're on board that ship. Not being funny, none of us are worth more than any of the others, but if they fire on that ship with me upon it, that is an act of war. That's the best chance we've got of avoiding this.
Good point, well made. Would I know anywhere like of where there's likely to be a computer, John?
I mean, there's plenty of systems available within this room. You could access a computer. Whether or not you could get through to however you want to do it, that's a different matter, but you can access a computer.
I'm basically looking for internet access, really. Like, it's nothing fancy, I don't think. I'm mainly...
Yeah, okay, yeah, if you want to access the SIM...
I mean, don't get me wrong, if there are more secure channels before that, then I will certainly try them, but that's the backup.
I will say you're aware that, like, direct communications are almost impossible based on the current climate in this area.
Okay.
But then it would definitely ping.
In that case, I might have to go full on Canterbury on this.
Go for it.
I load up computer feed and... guys, I can't get a secure message, so we might have to go public.
As Dumas is doing that, I'm going to use my manacles and secure Doc's hands behind his back.
Oh, I've got a set of them. Do you want to chuck them on his feet as well?
Yeah, cool.
I'll mark them out of my inventory. I've had them since the first session.
You've basically tied Doc.
I'll just keep my pinky in his ear the entire time. Are we going to show him on camera?
Or... No, that's
no.
Okay.
That's not part of it.
Just to torture him a little bit more. Half pinky in his ear, constantly.
Do you like lick? Do you like suck it first?
Yeah, a little suck. Give him a wet leg.
Bit of sucky suck.
Oh no!
Tastes okay. Like chicken.
Oh, that was dark. All right, what's the message you leave?
My name is James Holden. No, it's not James Holden. My name is Dumas Corriban, Rear Admiral with the Dwarven Fleet of Unenda. This is a video message. I'm currently being held against my will by the Infinity Corps on the Sao Paulo capital ship. I've been told that I am not able to leave. I've been told that if I do decouple my ship, then I will be fired upon. My crime so far is that I have travelled to the Zamorin homeworld and helped avert a galactic war. I've then been tried to be silenced. All we're looking for is to leave peacefully, but if we do not succeed in this, if the Golden Rose is blown out of the sky as we leave the Sao Paulo, then know that this was an act of war. I sort of look around at Hood. Yeah, no offense to other guys. I just feel like Hood is the most sensible in this situation. I look around at Hood as if to say, with Matt, just like anything else.
Okay, I'll walk along so I'm visible on screen.
You don't have to be visible if you want. Like,
well, no, it's fine. I, before I go over, I turn to Dora. Sort of,
what are you doing? I just wondered, is it worth mentioning that we have vital information that could help the war effort against these fucking Zamorons? That way, it gives a kind of leverage not to shoot on us as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. But obviously, Dumas doesn't think I'm important enough to have an opinion, so it's fine. You know. You take that one.
Hud just sort of taps Dora on the shoulder reassuringly and just nods. And I'm going to walk over so I'm visible on camera as well and say, my name is Colm Hudnarajan, former corporal with the Infinity Corps Special Everyone Forces.
Goes, oh, that's what it's short for.
I have formally rescinded my membership of the Infinity Corps as a result of the treatment of the ambassador from Anenda. I was with Dumas Caraban and assisted in his mission to the Zamaron homeworld. We terminated the Zamaron Queen and, as a result, averted the galactic catastrophe that was impending within the Galactic Corps. We also have additional information of a further enemy known as the Sovereign, who was pulling the strings behind the Zamaron war effort. We attempted to pass this information on to General Korchev of the Infinity Corps, but we were blocked in doing so. As a result, we are now leaving the custody of the Infinity Corps, and as reiterated by Ambassador Dumas, if we are fired upon, if we are killed, this is a declaration of war made by the Infinity Corps.
And I guess Dumas press send, upload.
You press send on that and you get the impression that that has been uploaded to the sim.
Well, I don't know what we've done, but we've definitely done something.
I think we sunk my career is what we've done.
I hope you cashed out your pension before we uploaded that, but...
It's cute that you think we've got pensions.
So you make your way out of the briefing room carrying Admiral Doc. That's not his name.
Do we carry him? I mean, I feel like getting off here with him is... that's. I feel like that is potentially something which could justify them shooting on us. If we're kidnapping an Admiral...
I'd say that's the thing that would stop them from shooting at us.
It's going to be quite hard to make it to a ship with an Admiral over our shoulder.
It might also act as leverage. They might not want to shoot one of their own.
Yeah, if I walk at the front with him over my shoulder and say, cool, go ahead, how good's your aim?
That's a tough sell, that.
I think anything we do right now is going to be a tough sell.
Currently, no one on the ship, apart from the Admiral, knows that the plan is to detain us. That's a decision he's made. If we leave him in the room, just restrained, then we can be halfway off the ship before anyone even sort of realises.
How quickly is this message that you sent uploaded, though? How soon will...
You're at the Galactic Corps, like, it's there.
Okay, cool. Yep, fair enough. So in that case, I'm going to stuff Doc's unconscious body underneath the table that we were speaking at and move the chairs around so that they're kind of blocking him. Like, from a casual glance, you wouldn't see that he's under the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just turn to the guys and say, well, let's get back to the ship then.
Let's hope he stays down. Come on.
All right, yeah, you make your way back to the Golden Rose and you are...
Oh, before we go, hang on, can I just check a spell?
Not spell.
Hang on one sec.
Space magic.
Space magic. Space science with frills.
Sweet magical science.
Can I also loot?
I mean, yeah, steal his wallet by all means.
Yeah, can I loot Doc before we go as well?
Yeah, I'm not even going to make you roll for it. You find 50 credits, keybles, whatever they're called.
Yes.
Does he have like any key cards or anything like that on him?
He's got a tag. I don't know why it's a tag rather than name badge. It's essentially a name badge with a magnetic strip.
Might as well take that too.
That could open doors.
Quite literally.
I guess we just try and make our way to the ship.
Should we go casually?
Yeah. Like, speedily but casually.
Power walk.
Yeah.
You managed to make your way back fairly easily. Hud, you've spent a lifetime aboard Infinity Corps ships. You know your way about. And no one seems to react to you. You make your way back to the docking ring and you find yourself at the entrance to the Golden Rose. It doesn't seem to be sealed at all.
Okay, so I guess we head on board. What's the plan from here, guys? Like, where are we going to go?
So the other ships that they're standing off against are Kesh, Matakai, and Valna, right?
Well, we either go with them or try and get back to the dwarves.
Or the Zendu again, although that didn't end very well, did it?
Yeah, we're not making a lot of friends as we go, are we? Considering we've just saved the galaxy.
Well, at least we didn't kidnap an admiral in the process, I guess.
You never let me do anything fun.
That's one up on the Infinity Corps.
Yeah, good point.
Whatever we do, I think, obviously, Eldori is a no-go, because they're in alliance with the Infinity Corps, so it wouldn't make any sense.
Yes, you don't seem keen on them, so that is fine.
No, they're my people, I love them, what are you talking about? Anyway,
I'm concerned that we haven't got any more information on the HMS Dendu ship, and that they haven't seemed to have made it back.
Oh, that's a good point.
If we've made no friends here, maybe we should go to the other side and see what's going on with the Valna, Matakai, and the Kesh.
Ideally, I'd like to go anywhere I can get a direct line of communication with the Dwarven Flotilla.
Depends on how likely they are to fire at us, I guess.
It depends how fast we can get to. If we were to go to an Ender, then how fast is the ship, Dora? Is it a fast ship?
It's very agile.
Using crucibles, you could probably get there in about 12 to 20 hours.
What about the... isn't there something like the Underworld near here? The Underworld?
The Bastion, you mean?
Bastion, yeah. Is the that Bastion like...
is on the Valna Matakai Promethean Kesh side of the dispute.
Well, I don't know if you know this about me, but I am quite well ingrained in the Underworld, and I know quite a few contacts in ShadowNet. I know it's a shock that I have these contacts, but the Bastion is usually quite a good place for these contacts, and using that network we might be able to find safety and find a...
Get a line out.
Exactly.
All right. I guess that's our decision then. Head to the Bastion, get word out to the dwarves, await further instructions. Hope I don't get murdered by the Infinity Corps on the way out.
I think that's about as good as we can hope.
Can I get on the old comms to... I always forget this guy's name. Is he like called Jiminy Billy Bob or something? Or
Phineas Flimflam.
Phineas Flimflam, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, that's no better than Jiminy Billy Bob.
Like Mike named him the first time.
I was very drunk.
Comms are... There's interference. You can't get any messages off.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's go and just hope for the best.
Yeah. I punch in a route for the Bastion.
All right. You managed to decouple fairly easily. No one's expecting there to be any orders against that. And start pulling away. About 15 minutes later, an alarm starts going off. There's a target lock from the Infinity Corps. And there's no message incoming because they can't message you, but there's definitely a target lock on you. So essentially, you're going to have to make some evasive maneuvers.
Yep.
We're 15 minutes out, so that should help, right?
Well, these are also like capital ship guns. Like, they are big and they are
clever.
They're big, clever, and long range. The advantage you have is that they are not specific. They would do a lot of damage against another capital ship, but they may not necessarily be able to hit you.
Right, so the evasive action thing says here that you drastically alter your flight pattern to confuse the enemy targeting systems. Choose 3 enemy ships within range. So I guess the Sao Paulo and whatever ships are nearby.
You only need to choose 3 ships. This will work against all the larger ships. The smaller ships are out of range at this point. The larger ships could still hit you, but they are also, their computers are inaccurate, so this works against all of them.
So they've got to make a dexterity saving throw against my maneuver save DC, which is 13.
Okay. Oh, shit. So they had disadvantage on that, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they fail miserably.
Right, so their attacks all have disadvantage on me, on us.
There's 4 ships firing at the Golden Rose. Oh, you are so lucky. What's the AC of the Golden Rose?
Stats.
He's our man.
He can't do it. No one can.
Yeah, here we go. 60.
So the first one misses.
Oh, no, wait. It's then got brackets and then says 18.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, it's 18.
18, yeah. Second one misses. Third one misses. God, we're so lucky they have disadvantage. And the fourth one misses. So this huge capital ship shots just fire off the bow of the Golden Rose. It's enough to make the ship react, like you feel it rocking, but nothing quite hits.
Well, that's war then.
You're met with an escort of Matakai and Valna fighters that form up behind you. They're not able to communicate with you, but the fact that you were fired upon...
Hood, you're in the Infinity Corps. Are there any... do you have anything in the Infinity Corps, like communications, like with lights or anything like that? So any codes or anything like that? Like,
do I?
Basically, I'm trying to say, do you have Morse code or semaphore or something like
that? I mean, I was a commando. I must have done.
You can send a message that does not require direct communication if you need to.
Yeah, I mean, I could, but it'd have to be something close up. It would have to be kind of like us to like a fighter or something, and it'd have to be someone who knew that code. And in terms of ship to ship stuff, it's pretty much just the commando teams that know that sort of stuff. There's general tactical sign that's taught to all troopers, but ship to ship stuff's a bit more advanced.
I was just wondering, if there's Valna on our tail, then can we try and communicate our peaceful intentions with them?
We could try, but again, like, there's no way that they'd know, because it's military. It's coded specifically for us and our units. It's designed specifically so that our enemies can't understand it, if you know what I mean. And, you know, as this whole thing has shown, the Valna aren't exactly our friends.
They might be the only friends we've got.
Well, yeah, it's worth a shot, so I could try.
I mean, you don't really need to. From the position you're in, it looks like the Valor and Matakai are taking an escort position. It's not protective in the same way that the Infinity Corps was, but based on the fact that you've been fired upon by the Infinity Corps, it seems they're not attacking you, essentially, is the takeaway from this.
Cool.
They're guiding you towards the... I don't really want to do this. They're guiding you towards the Promethean capital ship.
Where do the Prometheans sit in this big old alliance?
Politically?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I mean, classically, they're not friends with the humans. They're not huge fans of the Infinity Corps.
I guess the enemy of the enemy is my friend, then, in this situation.
They may not take too kindly to Hud and I, being the fact that he's human and I'm an Eldori. So maybe Dumas and Rebuk, you could lead the charge on this. Just thinking diplomatically.
That sounds like a good idea.
Well, if me and Reboot can learn to live together, then obviously we're quite charismatic types.
Beautiful friendship. Okay. I've seen it blossom.
We're all going to die.
Can we sort of like slave the autopilot to our escort for the time being? Just stick it on autopilot.
Yes, I will let you do that. And that actually... from the way that you're seeing them fly, that seems to put them at ease a little bit. Like, you willingly offer your ship's nav to theirs, and they're a little bit like, well, they clearly want to come with us. Okay, good.
So while that's happening, I'm just going to say to the guys, just keep an eye out our escort and shout me if anything goes sideways. I need to check on something really quickly. I'll be back in a second. And then I remember that I haven't actually stayed on this ship before. It's like, Rebuk, do you have, like, quarters on this ship?
Well, I have my ventilation system.
Right. Dora, I assume you've got a cabin on here.
Yes, I do. The captain's cabin. Why would you want to go in there, though? I don't really...
I reach into my belt pouch and I pull out the disc. I say, I need something that will play this.
Do I have something in that could play that?
Captain's cabin will play that.
Ah, okay. Okay, follow me. But excuse the mess. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's bad.
Inks as well. Like, gone off yop.
Like, you don't want to sit down anywhere in particular. You don't really want to touch surfaces. It's vile.
Right, if you need the toilet, there's a bucket here. This is...
It's actually en suite.
Oh, look, here, look, I found it. And she picks up the other half of her pinky. Look, Hood puts
How
it in his hand.
How is this bad? You've only had the ship back for like a week.
Yeah, well, you know. It's homely, right? Anyway, here somewhere, and she starts like chucking bottles and junk around. I still have some kind of recording DVD player or something. I don't know. What the fuck?
Yeah, eventually. DVD? That is like there's a sock stuffed into it. It's dusty. It's dusty after a week as well. Like it's very impressive. But you yank the sock out, you blow into it, a cloud of dust appears. You're like, you can put the disc in there, and then the thing will play.
Be careful of the mold spores.
It is baffling to me that you are as functional as you are.
She just takes a drink and says, "I'll see you back on deck."
Sure.
Please put my pinky on the bedside table. I want to keep that.
Hud just sort of winces and waits for Dora to leave, and then he puts the disc in the player.
Okay, and this hologram appears of your old mate, Duo, the third surviving member of that expedition. It flickers in and he says, "Hud, it's me. I heard you were re-enlisted." "Me too, buddy, me too. I saw you last time you were here, but I didn't manage to catch your attention. It re-enlisting wasn't my choice, but Doc made me an offer. Well, you know, I should still have a restaurant left to go back to when this is..." Shit is complicated. The Infinity Corps isn't what it was. I guess Doc being high up has something to do with it, but it's more than that. We're standing off with allies, like occupying the galactic orbit. They're doing something in the Crucible. I think Korchev is being manipulated or something. The other day, whilst I was near the conference chamber, Korchev was speaking to something. I looked through the window. It looked kind of like a squid, but terrifying. And after that, there was a wet squad attack against a Dendu ship that was in the Sol system. It got scuttled. I don't know. Like, shit is messed up. I put together a rough sketch of that creature that I saw. Maybe that'll help. I've attached it to this. Listen, man. Whatever is going on, it is fucked up. You need to do something. I'm with you, but... Just, I'll get this to you somehow. Mate, I hope I see you soon. And then the recording cuts out.
Hud reaches into his pocket, pulls out a cigarette, lights it up, takes a deep breath, and then retrieves the disc. Puts it back in the belt pouch, closes the lid of the player, and stands up to leave, and then stops, takes another deep breath of his cigarette, and picks up Dora's pinky, puts it on the bedside cabinet, and then runs back to the pilot's chair.